Om Shanti. So welcome to today's workshop, everyone who's in the room and those who are joining online. So today's workshop is about being a constant bestower, but it's about, well, where am I today? And how do I maintain the stage of being a constant bestower? And what did Baba say today in the Murali? Baba said so sweetly that we need to know ourselves. Only when I know myself, my original, pure, eternal self, can I maintain my self-respect. Isn't that right? And only when I have that knowledge of myself and self-respect can I be myself. And today the being that Baba talked about was the one who gives blessings and receives blessings. Isn't that beautiful? But for me to know my original and eternal self, I have to actually appreciate who I am individually. We all say, okay, so I'm a deity, we're part of the golden age. These are collective things. But for me to know my own part in this drama, what is it that Baba wants me to bestow? What is my unique part in the play, especially within the Brahmin play? So today's workshop is going to be all based on that. Knowing yourself, respecting yourself, and also being able to constantly give of who you naturally are. Because who you are naturally doesn't require effort. So for this workshop, you're going to need a few things. You're going to need a clothes peg. Does everyone have a clothes peg? Any clothes peg? Wooden, metal, plastic? Everybody has one? Clothes peg? Okay, everyone should have one. And you will all need 3 pieces of paper. You can take any color, but 3 pieces of paper. It could be any piece of paper, any size, A4, A3, just 3 pieces of paper. You can choose what color you want. And 1 piece of paper, I would like you to fold it and then tear it into 3 pieces. Only one piece of paper, fold it and tear it into 3 pieces, hopefully equal pieces like that. Mine is not very good, but yeah. 1 piece of paper into 3 and the other 2 pieces of paper can stay full. Okay, so 3 pieces of paper each. 1 piece of paper torn into 3 parts equally, lengthwise like that. Okay? So there's a few more people who have walked in. Welcome, brother. Lengthwise. So you want to tear the piece of paper lengthwise. You see, like mine? So you get 3 pieces lengthwise. Hopefully you can tear them nicely, or there's a pair of scissors in the front. You can use the scissors in the front. And everybody also needs one clothes peg. Yeah. Only one, yeah. To only tear one piece of paper into three. And the other two pieces of paper stay full. So does everybody have three pieces of paper? Only one, yes. Only one piece of paper needs to be torn into three. The other two pieces of paper stay as a full piece of paper. And everybody has one clothes peg, right? You've all got one of these, otherwise you can ask for one. We've got plenty. So to start off with, I thought I would read you. Has everybody done their tearing of paper? Yep. All done? Okay, very good. So to start the workshop, I thought I would read you something that Baba says about the bestower. Because all of our effort is based on what Baba's teaching us, right? So this is from a Murali of the 27th of January, 1976. So it's an Avyakt Murali, but from 1976. So this is 50 years ago. Okay? So let's see what Baba said at that time about a bestower. The pure thought should emerge in you that as children of the bestower, you have to be instruments to give all souls their inheritance so that no one remains deprived. No matter what they are like, they at least belong to the Father. So basically what Baba is saying is there is no reason for you not to give. There is no reason for you to limit your giving to anyone. Does that sound okay to everyone? Sure? Okay, so no reasons, no excuses. You are children of the bestower, so distribute with a generous heart. Even the souls who are stumbling around in sorrow and peacelessness are also part of your family. So Brahmin, Laukik, it doesn't matter. Everyone is worthy of me bestowing to them. Members of one's family are given cooperation. So at present, in order to become a great donor, especially allow the virtue of mercy to emerge. Do not have any desire to take. Do not have any desire to take from anyone. Do not think that you will give only when they give to me. Yes, they that's right. If they accept you or sorry, speak well of you. Become a master bestower. Sorry. Can somebody get me a bottle of water? It's just behind this on the table. I have a bottle of water. Become a master bestower and continue to bestow through your attitude, vibrations, and words. Only then will the 900,000 souls be prepared. So Baba is giving a clear definition of the 900,000. What's the quality of the 900,000? Thank you. They will be a constant bestower. They won't stop giving under any circumstances. They won't give reasons or excuses that someone is like this, someone doesn't accept me. No, I have to keep giving. So if you want to come in the first birth of Golden Age, here is your qualification. Right? Make sense? Is this, are you with me? This makes sense? I mean, it's God's words, but still it has to make sense to us, right? So then Baba says, become unlimited bestowers and stand on the world globe and spread vibrations of unlimited service. Become great bestowers. Go into the unlimited, and all limited matters will then automatically finish. Okay, so, as I said, 27th of January 1970, and I can send you these words, so don't worry. So what we need to do to start this workshop is actually to find out what is it that is my natural nature of bestowing? What qualities lie within I, the soul, which are natural to me? So for this exercise, I'd like you to take either your notebook or a piece of paper and write down the names of three people who you admire. You think that they are bestowers, that they are souls who are full. Three people, and you're not allowed to write Baba, Brahma Baba, Bab Dada, no. It has to be three other people on this earth. Yeah, so three people, write the names of three people who you believe are bestowers. No, bestowers means souls who are full, who are always giving. Three people that you admire because they are bestowers. Yeah, they could have left the body, they could be Laukik people, Alaukik people, doesn't matter. But just no Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba or Bab Dada. We don't want that. So can you think of three people who are bestowers? And the point of this exercise is we are trying to find out who am I and what is my natural nature of bestowing. So write down the name of three people who you admire, because they are bestowers. Everybody done that? Any paper, even your notebook. Yeah. No. You're not writing on these, no. I just want you to write on any piece of paper. Yeah. Is that okay? Everybody written? Can you think of three people? You can? Anybody who cannot think of three people who are natural bestowers or who you admire, because they have that quality of giving. Okay. Now, next to each person, write three qualities. Three of their main qualities. So each person, three qualities. So first you have three people, and next to each person, three qualities. So you have nine qualities total. Is that right? You understand? Next to each person, write down three qualities that they bestow. And it doesn't matter if the qualities are repeated. you might find, no, that all three of them contain one quality that you like, or whatever. Done? If you've done, can you put your hand up? Just gives me an idea who's done. Okay, good. All right, now out of those nine qualities, I want you to circle the three qualities that mean the most to you. That mean the most to you. That are most significant to you. So out of the nine, choose three. Which are most important to you? Okay, so you've got three qualities. And out of the three, which one is the number one most important for you? Can you choose it? You know? You're sure? It's interesting that what we see in others is a reflection of myself. Sometimes we may not have this quality, and we don't see that we are expressing it. But the fact that you recognize it in others means it is also part of you. So what you chose was your core. The core quality, the most important quality of who you are. So the three qualities were all important, but the most important quality was the one, the last one that you chose. This is me. Do you understand that? Yeah? So now I want you to take your piece of paper that you made into three pieces. Do you remember in the beginning, one piece of paper, we tore it into three pieces? Yep. And on each paper, I'd like you to decorate yourself the three main qualities that you chose. You can write the quality on each piece of paper with any of the colored pens. There's some colored pens in front, and there are angels here to distribute the colored pens. And I'd like you to write the quality in whichever color pen you think suits the quality. And if you want, you can decorate it. And when you're done, you can put them onto a clothes peg like this. And this is you. This is you, the bestower, right? So is that clear? Your three main qualities. Put each one on one piece of paper. Write it down. And you can use different colored pens. And you can decorate it. So I'll give you 5 minutes to do that. Okay, so in the beginning, remember, we cut three pieces of paper. So each one, you write one quality out of the three main qualities that you chose. You remember? Write each one on one piece of paper. You can use colorful pens. There's some colorful pens coming around. And you can decorate it. So I'll give you 10 minutes to color and decorate yourself, the three main qualities, okay? So whatever you are creating, these three qualities are I, the bestower. Baba says, you be a bestower, but what you are creating is the natural bestower. This is what comes naturally to me. These are the three qualities that I am at my very core, at my very core. So decorate yourself very beautifully, because this is the core of who you are. And then you can add everything on your peg, on your clothes peg. Because it's easy for Baba to say, be a bestower, but I need to know what to bestow. Is that correct? So unless I know who I am, what is natural for me, how do I give? How do I bestow? Okay, so who has finished? Can you hold up yourself? Hold up your natural bestowing self? Very good. Okay. Okay, good. You have a clothes peg? You have a clothes peg? Okay, you can clip yourself on a clothes peg. That's it. This is me. That's right, this is me. Yep. Okay, so what does this tell you about yourself? Turn to somebody near you. And just talk to them about what has this short little exercise revealed to you about you. Is there anything there that you didn't realize about yourself? Anything new that you found out about yourself? Did you know this about yourself already? Does it tell you about how you can bestow in the world? I'll give you 10 minutes just to talk to a partner about what has this exercise taught you about yourself. सुरेश भाई एक माइक यहाँ चाहिए होगा वो शेयर करने के लिए ना हैंड माइक थैंक यू हाँ स्टेज पे रख दो कहीं भी ताकि वो आके लेके शेयर कर सके
Ji, haan. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, so just maybe 2-3 minutes more you can share. What does this tell you about yourself? Okay, so 1 minute more. What does this exercise tell you about yourself? Okay, so maybe if 2-3 people want to share, would anyone like to share? There's a mic up here in the front. Anyone want to share if this little exercise, there's more, the workshop is not finished, we've only just begun. But so far, is there anything you learnt about I, the bestower? Would anyone like to share? No, we can't because we have the translator up there. So somebody in English? So who can speak in English and share? Anybody like to share? What did this teach you about yourself? Maybe if they come in front, Jyoti, come stand in front and say your name, where you're from, and any insights. If you just turn it up, push it up. Mic on? Hey, Suresh bhai. Okay. Yes, it's on. On hai? It's on. It's on. On hai bhai? Light on chalu hai.
Om Shanti. My name is Witeke from Holland. And well, it was a very beautiful exercise to do because it, yes, I knew I had these qualities, but I didn't know my core quality yet. So, and it came up very naturally when you said, pick one. Mm. So for me, the one I picked was love. Mm. Mm? And yes, it touched me when I wrote down the word and when you said, this is your core quality. So yes, I'm happy to found out that this is my core. And the other two qualities I wrote down is detachment and humility.
Wow.
So for me, love and detachment are together.
Yeah.
And humility brings an openness to relations, etc. So you accept people as they are, and no matter what.
Mm.
So
lovely.
Thank you.
Anyone else who had any insights about themselves during this exercise? Come. Tell us your name, where you're from.
Om Shanti. I am Sandhya from Mauritius. I'll go directly into the subject, okay? At the start, it was quite difficult for the mind to start working. And at the end, we found so many more people. Well, at the start, I wrote Mother Teresa.
Rather than going through the whole thing, just your insights about yourself at the end of the exercise. How did you feel? Were there any surprises or?
Yeah. I feel I revealed myself to myself. And when talking to my sister, other two sisters, it was surprising to know that we have this in us, but we don't pay attention to, we don't use it. Mm. We just be unnaturally natural.
We don't use it. It's a very nice point.
Yeah. Mm. And I appreciated the exercise. It did a lot of good to us. We'll keep it with us. Okay. Thank you, sister.
Thank you. What was your core quality?
Me? Maybe loving.
Loving.
And generous.
Generosity.
And many more. Thank you, sister.
Good. Okay, lovely. Thank you. One more person and then we continue with more. We still haven't found me the bestower fully.
Baba often says that we are we have to be like swans, pick out the best qualities, like the pearls, and leave the stones. And that's what this exercise has done to me. So, one,
your name, sister, and where are you
for
from?
For me, in terms of picking out the best, which I have naturally, because our natural...
Sister, what is your name, and where are you from?
I'm from London.
And your name?
Vaneshri.
Good, thank you.
So one quality which I saw in this person is that this person smiles. Whenever she smiles, it seems like sparkle is sparkling in her eyes, and that spreads sort of love everywhere. I don't know, maybe you know the person yourself, because she always smiles with her eyes, beautiful smile with her eyes. And the other one is happiness. This person is very frank and happy. And I feel that, yes, this is the quality, you know, rings me into me as well, that, yes, this is the quality I need to imbibe. And third one is peace. This person is so frank, never sings her own songs, never says, I do this, I say this, or, you know, I've done this. Always she says in the other person, you know, Baba says. And it, her frankness stands out, and that's the quality I like as well, being simple and frank.
Yeah, so these are the three qualities at your core. Very nice. Okay, let's continue with the exercise, and then you can others can share next time. So now another very important part of bestowing is what I imbibe through blessings that I get. It's really interesting how when somebody blesses me, they don't bless me through my head. It goes straight, it sinks very deep into the subconscious of the soul. That's the difference between praise and blessing. So when you do something and it touches someone's heart, their heart speaks to your heart. Their subconscious is grateful and it goes straight into your heart. So a lot of the energy that we naturally absorb from others, the good energy, comes in the form of blessings. Okay? So I'm going to ask you another question. Write down the name of three people who have good wishes for you. If you want to write more, you can, but at least three people. And please don't write Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba, Bab Dada, not allowed. Three people on this earth who have good wishes for you. Okay? Surely there's three people who have good wishes for you. Okay, so why do they have good wishes for you? What quality do they see inside you? Quality or qualities? Could be one, could be two, could be three. Why do you think they have good wishes for you? It's deep, isn't it? It's deep to recognize or to see what others see in you. But obviously, we all have good wishes for each other. But it's being able to keep your heart open and allow those blessings to go deep inside. When my heart is open, I absorb this energy. So you can think about it while we have traffic control. Okay, so why do other people have good wishes for you? What quality do they see in you? So take your second sheet of paper. So the first sheet of paper we made into three pieces, right? Now take your second sheet of paper and draw a heart, a big heart, on the paper. As big as you can. And in that heart, write down all the qualities for which people give you blessings. The qualities that they see in you. Write as many as you can. So everyone has drawn a big heart on your piece of paper. Doesn't matter whether it's this way or this way. And you write all the qualities that people bless you with. And when you've done that, I want you to put it behind who you are. This is like the energy that actually helps you to move forward. You know Dadi Prakashmani, she used to say that it was due to the blessings of others that her life was so successful. She said, it's very little my own effort. It's the blessings I get from others that push me forward. So the blessings of others, see, it's behind who you are. And it actually pushes you forward. So put those blessings on your peg behind who you are, like this. Okay? But write as many things as people see in you as you possibly can. Okay? All done? So you all end up with this? Everyone good? Yep, very good. Wonderful. Spanish group are doing well. What about the Russian group? Okay? Хорошо? Good, good, good. Okay. Everybody else? Yes, very good, very good. In English we say, you know, this is the wind beneath my wings. The blessings that people give you are what push you forward. Yes, so there is you, the bestower, and the blessings that come from others. Now take your third piece of paper. You had three pieces, right, of colorful paper. If you don't, you can get some more pieces. There are plenty of papers here in front. And the third piece of paper will go in front of your three qualities. And this is what you express naturally to the world. And how we are going to discover this is I'm going to ask you, when you are faced with a difficulty, difficult person, difficult situation, what qualities do you use to manage that situation? Think about yourself in a difficult relationship situation. You're having a conflict with somebody. What qualities do you use to manage that? Or, you're in a difficult situation. It may not be involving people. It might be, you know, you're in the middle of an earthquake. Or you reach the counter, check-in counter for your flight, and they tell you, sorry, the plane is cancelled. What qualities do you naturally use to manage difficult situations? What would you say? So again, on the third piece of paper, draw a star. Draw a star. Just like you drew a heart, I want you to draw a star. And inside the star, write all the things that you use when you are faced with difficulties, naturally. You see how through these exercises you're getting to know all the aspects of your life that create who you are naturally. Because Brahman life is a natural life. Brahman life is about who I am naturally. And that has been there with you for the whole cycle. In today's Murali Baba said, it doesn't take effort to go back to the way something originally is. So all that we are discovering today is what is original and natural within you, the soul. Isn't it beautiful? Yep, so you take, yep, thank you. Yep. So you've all drawn a star, and the star is the light that shines from you when there is darkness. So when you are faced with a problem, you as the star, the embodiment of solutions, this is what you naturally use to diffuse a situation. So write down all the qualities that you naturally use when you are faced with a situation. And then I want you to put this star in front of your three qualities. So the heart is at the back, the star is in the front, and the three core qualities are in the middle. This is I, the bestower. My natural qualities, the energy that pushes me forward, the blessings, and what I use as inner wisdom when I am faced with any difficulty. So I'll give you a few minutes so you can create this. And if you want to add to any of the pieces of paper, you can add. Okay. Has everyone arrived at this? Hold yourself up, because this is you, right? Very good, very good. Okay, good. All right, so now find a partner near you and share with them, what does this tell you about you, the bestower, and what you can support Baba with? What does this exercise tell you about you, the bestower, and what you can support Baba with? Second question, how do you become this constantly? How do you become this constantly? Not just sometimes, but always. Well, what does this tell you about you, the bestower? Yeah? And how do you stay like this constantly? It'll be good if you take this home and you put it on your fridge. Take a magnet and stick it there. So there's a constant reminder, this is who I am. So I'll let you maybe discuss for 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Talk to your partner and find out from them and tell them, what has this revealed about you? So after you finish your discussion, you can come and peg yourself. Peg yourself onto the line, wherever you like, and then we'll take a photograph and send to Baba. Yeah, we'll take a photograph of this and we'll take a photograph of all of us around so we can send it to Baba and give the certificate that we have become constant bestowers and nothing will change us from now on. No excuses. Anywhere. Yeah, it's fine. Anywhere. Peg yourself on there and then we'll take a photograph. But only peg yourself if you are going to be a constant bestower. If you're going to give excuses to Baba, then no point. So now I will invite you to come up and whoever else wants to share, what has this exercise taught you about yourself? Maybe 3 or 4 people can come and share. So if you want to share, you can come and take the mic from here.
Who would like to share?
So what has this workshop taught you about yourself? What have you learnt from today's workshop?
Well, I'll share. Start off with that our natural nature is what gives us the ability and the strength, and so often we're expressing it naturally anyway. And it's easy. It's when we start to think of, you know, having desires or dislike or some other little negativity, that we just suppress that, but actually naturally it's just there.
Naturally it's just there, yes. Peggy, would you like to share?
It was very interesting because it's very difficult for the, creating the star, you know, to know my core value. And then I realized that every problem I begin with lightness. And from the lightness I can oversee, and then I can use my love or peace or stability or creativity from that point of. That I discovered today. Thank
very
you.
Very nice. Lightness.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyone else like to share? Any part of the workshop or the whole thing?
Om Shanti. I am from Moscow, Russia. It's interesting. It turns out that I have patience, calmness, and the ability to calm others down. And I didn't know that.
How beautiful. I didn't know I have this ability. Yes. Anyone else who would like to
else?
Share? Okay, in the meanwhile, anyone else who would like to share? Soon, would you like to share? So peace and compassion. Very good. Brother, can you translate?
Compassion,
yeah. Good. Lovely. Thank you. Yes, Sister Soon?
Om Shanti. I find it very interesting because it connects very closely together. That it is kind of a begin with the end. What you have asked me to do at the beginning resonate the same at the end. Meaning that what I like and the quality I see in myself is actually my natural self that I have been doing and practicing and helped me in my difficult situation.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what is the essence of the workshop, whether it's like that, but this is how I see the whole connection in the outcome.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Soon. Thank you. I mean, really, it's easy for Baba to say, be a bestower. But I need to know myself and what is naturally there within me. And I think many times it's not that we don't listen to what Baba says. We love what Baba says. But we don't absorb that and personalize it. And say, but Baba is talking to me. You know, and it's not that we don't know this about myself. I think all of you know this anyway. But our biggest problem in life is that we forget. We keep forgetting, this is me. This is how others see me. This is how I see myself. This is who I really am. This is my potential. This is what I have inside me that God sees. And if really you could take this, put it somewhere in your life where you see it every day, near your bed, in the bathroom, on your mirror, on your fridge, and look at it every day and say, this
is me. That's all you need for your self-respect to be really high. And before I can become a bestower like the Father, I do need to realize that I am as respect worthy as God. I am as praiseworthy as God. And even higher than that, I am worthy of worship as is God. And if you do this exercise a few times, maybe after 6 months, another 6 months, you'll find that what you discover about yourself becomes deeper and deeper and deeper. If you keep paying attention to yourself. So take a photograph of that so that you remind yourself forever, this is who I am. And when you do take back your own self, your own pages that represent I, the bestower, then put them somewhere where you really see them and feel them every day. Even at Amrit Vela, if you keep this in front of you, and ask Baba in your Amrit Vela to give power so that you can put more strength into the potential that is already there. Then bestowing will become natural. The seed is already there. You know, Baba says you just have to water the seed every day. Water the seed means to remind myself of who I am and to keep giving love to that self. Does that make sense? Anyone have any questions or comments? You know, the formula is so simple. Know yourself. Remember yourself, take power from God, give. Keep bestowing. Keep bestowing. Don't give excuses. Don't give reasons for why you would not bestow. Just keep giving. And that's it. We can go to Golden Age. Yes, you have a question? What's the difference between a donator, one who donates, and one who bestows? Usually when you donate to a particular cause. People donate when they come to the center, people donate when they go to Madhuban, people donate virtues for a particular cause, you know. A bestower gives for no reason. A bestower is like the sun. You just keep giving. It's not a specific person. It's not a specific issue. It's not limited in any way. The bestower is so unlimited. There is no reason to bestow. So being a bestower is at the highest level of giving. Does that answer your question? Yeah. Okay, anyone else? Questions, comments? Okay? Yeah? All right, well, if you're happy and content and a bestower, clap for yourself. Clap for all of us, constant bestowers. All right? So, that's it. So let's finish with one song maybe. And then you can take yourself off the clothesline when you're ready after the song. And then put yourself somewhere where you can see yourself clearly. Yes, do you have a comment? Yes.
Um, Estaba pensando que el ser tiene todas las cualidades. Entonces,
so I was thinking about all my qualities. Yeah?
I have been thinking, yeah, that we have all the qualities inside.
Yes.
Entonces, si quieres ponerlo. Okay. Ah. Okay. Entonces, en el primer ejercicio me di cuenta que admiraba algunas cualidades, pero no todas eran tan importantes para mí, ¿no? Hay unas que son más importantes que otras.
So she sees all of her own qualities, but she says some of them are not as important to me as others. Yeah.
Sí. Entonces, ¿por qué admiramos más unas cualidades si tenemos todas las cualidades? Pero que de todas formas yo no tengo o no tengo en práctica todas las cualidades que admiro, pero realmente si las se supone que las tengo.
Yeah.
Entonces, esto es lo que yo soy, ¿no? Esto que hemos puesto ahí en el papel es como supongo o entiendo lo que más está fortalecido, ¿no?
So what I put on the paper is everything that I am. You know, it's not just the parts of me that I know, but it's everything. Yes.
Pero porque hay otras cualidades que no me llaman tanto la atención si también las tengo y también me gustaría tenerlas.
But of course there are some qualities that I don't give as much importance or recognition, no, as I have them, but I don't realize them as much. Yes. So that's okay. You are used to one part of you. You are used to using one part of yourself, and you're comfortable with that. It's like the eight powers. Some of us use four of the eight powers very easily. But the other four are not so easy. But actually we have all eight. So if I want to become a constant bestower, at some point I'm going to have to use the whole of myself. Because just the part that I know is good, but it may not be what is needed to conquer and go above all situations. That's why even the blessings I get from others are so important. From everyone. A bestower has a natural flow of energy in and out. In and out. Yes, I am giving from the world, but what happens is when I give, what happens? You get back that much. And it's this flow of energy of goodness with the world that creates the golden age. Of course it starts with me and my effort now, but the return also comes. That's how it is. So, you know, a little bit of an exercise could be try to use the parts of yourself that you just discovered through this exercise that you didn't know about. Like the brother, he said, I didn't know that I create calm in situations. But obviously it's come out in the exercise. Try to use the things that were a little bit of a surprise. Oh, really? This is me? And see what happens. Because we all have to grow. And we all have to become more than what we are today. Constantly. Does that answer your question? Yeah. Okay, so shall we finish? Everyone happy? Let's send out to the world now. As a group. Let's bestow to the whole world everything that we are. With our full heart. Okay, so we finish with the song.